Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And indeed, we greet the listeners in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come on His merit in His name, knowing that we ourselves have no right to come before anyone, but we come on the merit of Christ. Now, He has bid us go, and He has said that we're to go into all the world, preaching the gospel to every creature. And we use radio to get the gospel out. There are television programs that get the gospel out. We use the internet to get the gospel out, shortwave radio to get the gospel out. The gospel goes out, and God's people declare that message. And many times we'll have people saying, you know, this television is a rotten piece of equipment. Well, can we not say that about the radio? Because you can dial a radio to the wrong thing, and you can listen to the wrong message. There are cassette players and video players and all of these things. Now, the person who's in charge is the one whose heart is telling what kind of person it is. When you determine what you watch on television, you're saying there's a loud statement being made about you, what you really are like when you're in your house by yourself. You want to know what you really are like, what you really believe? Well, just look at what you do in secret. The psalmist said in Psalm 101 that he would set no wicked thing before his eyes, that he would walk within his own house. He was concerned about that in the right way, in a perfect way. And so if you really want to know what you are like, you don't have to question it. You want to know what you would do in a crisis? Well, what will you do? What do you do when things are going well for you? And when you have sovereign, I say that with quotes, when you have absolute control on every situation, you see what you're like? Do you tell the truth? Do you live a separated life? Do you live an obedient life unto the Lord when nobody is looking? You don't have to be in question about what you really are like or what kind of record God has in heaven about you. You know that now. Now, we know that we can confess our sins and we are forgiven and we are accepted in the Beloved now, and our names are written on the Lamb's Book of Life. And so it is not that we are going to struggle and hope that we make it in. No, he that has the Son right now, today, has eternal life, which means, of course, you have a place in heaven. You are already seated together in heavenly places with Christ because you have believed the gospel. But what are you like? What are you like? What are you really like when nobody is looking? As the late Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, you want to find out what you really like? Draw a circle, set a chair in that circle, and you sit in the chair, and you'll see what you really are like. What are you like when you really just settle down to being the way you really are? That's the story of what you're like. Do you like what you see? Some years ago, one of my Bible professors said, you want to know what you're going to be like in 5 years? And all of the class listened very intently to find out if he was going to bring some major prophecy for us. And what did he say? He said, just look at what you are like now. And that didn't set well with me. I didn't like the way I was then. I don't like the way I am now. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like him. Now, Father, help us, I pray, to look to Jesus and to live for him and to walk in the way that we know thy word teaches, so that we might bring glory to thy holy name and thy precious name. For Jesus' sake, we ask these things. Amen. Let's continue today in the book of Genesis chapter 18 now, in which the Lord appears unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre, as Abraham sat in the door in the heat of the day in his tent. And during this time, he lifted up his eyes and he looked and he saw three men that stood before him. Didn't see them coming. They stood before him. And he saw them and he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And he said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Now there had to have been something about these that made Abraham recognize that these were not ordinary people. I pray thee, pass me not, he said. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall put on, or shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. They permitted him to grant unto them the kindness that he wanted to give to them. Remember when Abraham had returned from fighting the kings, and how that the kings of Sodom wanted to give Abraham certain materials, and he refused it. How that Abraham paid tithes unto Melchizedek during that time, same chapter. Now, he is aware of these, that they are different, that there is something about these that makes him want to show honor and do homage to them. And in verse 6, And Abraham hasted into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abram ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto the young men, and he hasted to dress it. Now, notice his wife is working, showing hospitality. He has been the head of the hospitality there in his home. He was entertaining these strangers, unawares of whom it was fully that he was entertaining, but he was in charge of bringing and greeting these who had come to his house. And then he goes on to say that he will go out and fetch this calf, tender and good. It took some while to prepare this because they didn't have freezers and they didn't have grocery stores. The meat that they had to prepare had just had to be killed and prepared. And then after that, he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. Now, here we can see is what we will be able to do when we have that glorified body. We can choose to eat if we wish. We won't need it. These were angelic beings who appeared before Abraham. They did eat this food. They didn't need it, but they ate it. How do we know they were angelic beings? Because in chapter 19, you'll know who they are and the power that they have. And also, this third one is believed to have been the Lord Jesus himself. And so the Lord, they say to him, in his presence, they do eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? Do you think they were asking for information's sake to gain the whereabouts of Sarah? They knew where she was. Now, she was there within earshot of what they were going to say. And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Now, who can do that? Who can bring life back to a body or part of a body that has died? The Lord in the Gospels healed people who were sick. He healed people, their limbs, those who couldn't walk. He made them to walk. those whose bodies were in pain. He made them well. And the same thing is happening here, that he says, and I will return unto Sarah thy wife. She is going to have this time of life again, and she will be able to bring a child. She will know the custom of women. She will know the meaning of womanhood, the experience of womanhood again. And lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. Now, Sarah is hearing this, and she knows that it's past the time of life for her. Her body has gone through this change. And so Abraham hears this also. And Sarah, when she hears it at the tent door, which was behind him, and it's as though she knows, they know that she hears, and they will hear her response to this. They're saying it for her purpose. And Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And that's for you and me to understand, that God is going to work. Now remember, the Lord had promised Abraham that he was going to be the father of many nations when he changed his names, changed his name and her name. And the scriptures say, and it ceased to be after Sarah, after the manner of women, that she had gone through the change of life. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord, her husband, also being old. And the scriptures say in verse 13, this is again an indication of who it was that was speaking to Sarah and to Abraham. Now, he knows all things. Asked for Sarah, made the statement, knew of her body, and knew of her responses. And in verse 13, the scriptures say, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord at the time appointed? Now I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Now he asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Now Sarah, hiding behind the door, says, I didn't laugh. She denied it. I laughed not, for she was afraid. And she said, nay. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And that's the final word on that matter. God has spoken. Don't argue. Don't argue with God. He knows what you did. You're out of sight behind the door. You're hiding behind somebody's names or some deeds. God knows what you've done, and he has spoken. So, enough said. The end of that. Go on to the next matter. God has spoken. She said, I didn't laugh. He said, you did. And that's the case. She did not think that he would hear and know her heart, but he sees it all. It was the Lord speaking. Now, Father, we pray that we will have learned something from this, the Word of God today, that will help us to be better servants and faithful servants for Thee. In Jesus' name and for His sake we pray. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. Until next time, may the Lord our God richly bless you.